From Walking Dead to Mindful Slaves, the battle for the soul, how to stay mindful of Allah and stay green. Ramzan is over, and soon we are caught up in the fast-paced grinder of life, where everyone is racing and lost again in the hustle and bustle of life. I wonder sometimes, no matter how hard we try to ever being so cautious in Ramzan or other days, how easy it gets to forget the purpose of our existence, to forget the reason why we are here. And as I sat wondering on the support system that should keep my iman uplifted throughout the year, boost my spirits and help me from falling low, I pondered upon this analogy of a video game. An analogy to understand the importance of staying green. The mindful slaves of Allah, those who remember and strive in His cause, are green and alive with the light of iman. They are always vigilant to protect their light and keep themselves, their loved ones and surroundings alive so they can stay green. The task is to keep themselves alive, green, along with their loved ones and surroundings so they can stay alive and green. If they turn red, game over. On the other hand, the heedless souls are orange to red in color, depending how far they have gone from Quran and Sunnah and fallen free to their desires or temptations or became victims to vicious surroundings. They are turning zombies, orange to red in color, walking dead. The only way to revive them is to give them a ko, like in the game of Coco, a light tap on the back to rejuvenate their iman, remind them of Allah and wake them up from heedless slumber. A single tap for the orange ones and a double tap for the red ones. Ko, or tapping them with the reminder, tazkir by Quran and Hadith, counseling, inzar or tabshir, giving glad tidings and warnings of punishment of Allah. The believers, men and women, are protectors one of another. They enjoin what's just and forbid what's evil. With this analogy of a war game, a continuous battle against shaitan, we protect our own green lights and help prevent our surroundings turn red by tapping, remembering Allah and reminding each other for the same. Keeps the green light of iman alive and protects us from turning into walking dead. The example of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember him is like the example of living and dead person. The importance of staying green. In this chaos, we often become heedless souls, walking dead zombies, turning red, distant from Allah, and lose sight of the green, the light of iman. This is where Surah Asr comes in. Just like a timer in games, it reminds us that time is running out. We need to make the most of it and reach the finish line in due time. We need to be mindful of Allah and stay green to achieve ultimate success by being alive ourselves and keeping our surroundings alive to keep us boosted and hold on to sabr and steadfastness. By time, indeed, mankind is in loss, except for those who have believed and done righteous deeds and advised each other to truth and advised each other to patience. Family and friends, our greatest allies or our biggest fitna. Navigating the complexities of our relationship in light of Quran and Hadith. It's like a game where we are all living, breathing zombies, and we need to be ever cautious and conscious to not turn red. We never know when we might fall prey to temptations or get entangled in attachment of loved ones, spouse, children, family, or even our own ego. Our loved ones might get orange fever. The moment we cast our eyes away, we turn red and it's game over. We need to heal ourselves and others, even if it hurts us or them, either the soft or hard way. O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from fire, whose fearless people and stones. We need to be cautious, not only about ourselves, but also about those around us. It's like a zombie attack, and we are fighting a continuous battle. The external factors like society, even the internal ones like our ego, selfish desires, are turning us into zombies. Therefore, we need to be constant vigil and continuously refuel our tanks with iman. We need to be mindful of Allah and constantly give tazkir of Quran or Sunnah to others to keep them from turning red. Your wealth and your children are but a trial, and Allah has with him a great reward. The ever-present danger of shaitan in our daily lives. It's a continuous struggle where we have to fight the hard, harsh and difficult factors, external, internal. The moment we relax, take our eyes off, we fall into a trap. Everyone goes red. Therefore, we need to be on stride and continuously on rounds to refuel our tanks with iman, constantly give tazkir to others to keep them from turning red. Verily, satan flows through the human being like the flowing of blood. If everyone turns red and you alone remain green, the challenge gets even tougher. Therefore, it's essential to find like-minded people who are green and together create green energy. It's like creating an iman bubble, an enlightened surrounding, ijtimaiyat community that makes it easy to be mindful slave of Allah, on autopilot of Allah's bandagi. So you don't always end up exhausted, fighting inner and outer battles alone. Verily, Satan is a wolf amongst humanity, like the wolf who seizes the sheep, wandering and straying from the flock. Beware of the winding mountain paths. You must stay with the wider community. Indeed, Satan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. He only invites his party to be among the companions of the blaze. O you who have believed, do not follow footsteps of Satan. Whoever follows the footsteps of Satan, indeed he enjoins immorality, wrongdoing. If not for the favor of Allah upon you and his mercy, not one of you would have been pure ever, but Allah purifies whom he wills, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. In conclusion, Surah Asr teaches us the importance of being mindful of Allah, staying green. It reminds us that time is running out and that we need to make the most of it. It's a continuous struggle, but with the right mindset and the right people, we can create a green energy that makes it easy to be a mindful slave of Allah on autopilot of Allah's bandagi.